Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Bailey Thompson. She's the program director with the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. We've got the holidays coming up. They've got a clothing drive. Their hours are going to change a little bit during the holiday break for the kids. And we're just really going to talk about some of the things that are going on down at the Boys and Girls Club. If you haven't checked it out, you really should. They have great new facilities there on First North. And we're going to talk all about it with Bailey. Bailey, how are you today?
I am great. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. Bailey, thank you for coming in and joining us today. It's nice to get people in from the Boys and Girls Club just to kind of give people an idea that this is here in our area and it's for anybody. Anybody can go. All right, so let's start things off right out of the gate with how are things going down at the Boys and Girls Club right now?
Things are going really well. We've been working a lot on getting our enrollments up. We did a refer a friend challenge last month and we've had a ton of new kids enroll.
And that's always good because then, you know, you can offer more programs and different things like that and things of that nature. So let's talk about some of the programs that you guys offer down there.
Yeah, we offer a wide variety of programs. We have STEM programs, art, sports, community service, basically anything you can think of. We can do it.
And the one we were talking about before we came on the air is one that's for the teens, and it's called Diplomas to Degrees. So let's spend a moment and talk about this one.
Yeah, it's a great program. It's basically preparing our teens for college and what kind of degree they want to get.
And you know what? It's a scary time sometimes for teens right now because when they're trying to make that transition, and I know that sometimes when you go in and you have that meeting with the school counselor, they want to hold you to it. What do you want to do for the rest of your life? And a lot of people, they just don't know. And so that's what this is all designed to do and help them with.
Absolutely. Emphasizes the different degrees, four-year degrees, two-year degrees.
Just giving them a little bit more knowledge as they head into that time that, like I said, can be a scary time for teens. Really can.
Absolutely.
All right. So, and then the other thing that you guys always do, and we always talk about it every time you come in, because it's the first thing that's got to get done when kids show up at the club. They get out of school, they come down, first thing, it's homework help. And you guys still offer homework help and you're there because that's the first thing these kids have to get done, correct?
Absolutely. And we offer it every single day.
And so you've got people there that can help with math, with English, with, you know, things like that, because the homework has to be done before you can have the fun that's there at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about your facility there for just a moment. What are some of the things that kids can do on the fun side? I mean, your workshops and things are fun, but what are some of the things they can do on the fun side of this?
So for our teens, we have air hockey, we have pool, and we have four video game consoles. Juniors also have foosball, air hockey, and both groups get to share VR.
And the thing about it, too, is it's really just a nice place for kids when they get out of school. Because I think that's one of the basis of the program, is that it's just a nice place for kids to go after school and hang out with friends.
Yes, a safe environment.
And they can go and, as you said, play these games and do that thing. And you were also saying that, you know, you're bringing in more, your enrollment's getting up there. So maybe they're making new friends as well.
Yes, of course.
All right, let's move to the one thing that you guys are working on right now as a club, and that's a clothing drive. And when does this clothing drive, it's going on now, when does it all end?
It ends at the end of December on the 30th.
Okay, and what kinds of clothing are you guys looking for?
Mostly winter-type clothes, but anything is accepted and appreciated.
All right, and are we talking, you know, gently used, of, I would imagine, those kinds of things?
Yeah, for sure.
It always seems like this time of year people are cleaning out closets so they can buy new coats anyway. And 90% of them are just sitting there.
Yes.
And haven't been used from the year before. So the other way that you guys are getting everyone involved in this is, how are the kids going to, you know, kind of take part in this?
Yeah, so they will definitely help us kind of go through the clothes, maybe put them in different, like, coats, pants, hats kind of sections, and then they will be going with us to donate them so they get to see the whole process.
And that's another part of the club, is a community service aspect to it. And the Boys and Girls Club does a lot for the community. Some of the things that they, I'm running out of things, but what are some of the things that they have done to help out with the community? I know they did a lot at International Days.
Yeah, we did a ton of volunteer work at International Days. We also regularly will go clean out parks or different streets around the club.
Okay, so if people have clothing that they would want to donate, you're asking them to drop it off. So what is the address of the club so they know where to take it?
Our address is 60 East, 100 North. It's right across from Sodalicious.
All
right,
and if people have questions about things that they want to donate, what's the number down there that they could call?
Our number is 435-637-6066.
All right, and that's all about the clothing drive. It runs until the 30th. Now let's get into... With the holidays coming up, you guys are going to switch your hours up a little bit just for that first week that the kids are going to be out of school. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, so that first week, the 20th through the 24th, we will be completely closed. The following week, we'll still be open 3 to 6:30, except we'll be closed that Friday, which is New Year's Eve.
So you're going to be closed that week, the first week out of school. And then the next week, you'll be open the 27th through the 30th.
Yep.
Not too bad. Normal club hours those days. Now, if anybody wants to be a member of the Boys and Girls Club, what do they need to do? What's the fee for the Boys and Girls Club?
So all they have to do is have a parent or guardian come in, fill out their paperwork, and then it's $20 for the whole school year.
Okay. And that goes, like I said, that's the like you were saying, that's the school year. It's from August to May is what it is?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So get on down. It's $20. And then we don't even want to talk about the summer programs because they're over the moon fun. We're talking, I know camping is in there. They've been rafting before. So there's all kinds of fun things that come in the summer. Have you guys already started planning some of those? Or talking about them at least?
We are just about to get ready for that.
And that's the fun time of year, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bailey, if anybody has any questions, let's give them the phone number one more time.
Our phone number is 435-637-6066.
All right, we've been speaking with Bailey Thompson, the program director for the Boys and Girls Club. If you got any questions, if you want to register your child there, go down, give them a call, either that or go in and see the facility. Great facility, new facility right there on First North. Bailey, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.